This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
In basketball over the weekend, Auburn 84-63 over Alabama, an atmosphere that John Petty of Alabama called one of the greatest atmospheres in the NCAA. That coming from an opponent this weekend, a rivals opponent. We'll bring in Bruce Pearl now, the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, to hear the other guys say it. You probably have heard it many times before, but to hear the other guys say the atmosphere at Auburn Arena is special has to mean a lot to you, Bruce.
It does, you know, and listen, you know, a lot of what we do, got to gain perspective on the fact that, remember, it's for the student athletes and it's for the students. And so the fact that the Jungle and the Auburn students are, you know, enjoying, you know, their experience here at Auburn and the time in their life to grow and educate and prepare and develop and probably have a really good time while they're here. And a part of that good time is going to a basketball game and then having an opponent recognize the spirit, you know, that the Auburn family has. It was a great compliment, no question.
Some of the reaction, Coach, we've gotten from this game from Auburn fans is that it's the best they've seen you play since the Maui Invitational. As the coach, would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's the best we played. We had to. You know, Alabama was really good, and we had great respect for them, so we knew we needed to step up. And it was also it's a pivotal time in our season. We've lost three in a row, and if we're going to try to be a tournament that's going to play for an NCAA championship and NCAA tournament, you know, we needed to step up. And I thought the kids really have rallied this week. And there's no celebrating. We got Florida coming in tomorrow night.
You've shot a lot more threes in a game before, but it's hard to beat 59%, 13 of 22. Tell me, you sort of called this. Last time you were on with us, you said you guys missed about 20 shots, 20 threes in a loss that you thought you were really close. I mean, in a win against Missouri, you thought were really close to going down. You sort of told us that you were close to having a really good percentage night from three-point land.
Yeah, well, we like to spread it, and the game tomorrow night is going to be against two teams that make more threes than anybody in the league, and the physicality in the game is really a big part of it, and sometimes an open perimeter shot is a higher percentage look than sometimes a shot closer to the basket where there's more contact, and so we try and get open shots, and obviously for us, the three ball is really important.
Auburn's head coach Bruce Pearl with us for a few more moments on the Jocks Roundtable. He's with us on the Bud Light Hotline. Auburn should jump back into the top 25 later today. They host Florida, as he said, 8 o'clock Central Time on ESPNU. You also, with your Boston roots, are a Patriots fan. I assume even in season you had a chance just to stop and watch this game last night?
Absolutely. Yep. I got a chance in the second half. And Bill Belichick is I just don't know that there's a better coach out there. Especially beating the teams they had to beat to get to, the Super Bowl, to begin with. And they just don't beat themselves. They put themselves in positions to be able to make plays. And they do what they do. They go to their strengths, they just – It's an amazing process to watch it unfold on both sides of the ball. It's truly a great dynasty, and they play for each other. You know, they don't try to do what they can't do. You know, a lot of times, such an important life lesson. Like, if I could get my players to go to their strengths, stay away from the weaknesses, be productive out there, be accountable, do your job. You don't have to have an S on your chest, but you better represent that AU on your jersey. And I think the Patriots do that. There was a responsibility to do their job. And that's why they're champions.
You're a basketball coach. He's a football coach. But given the opportunity, would you like to just go spend a week just behind the scenes and just watch him?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would be. Of course, what would happen is I'd leave depressed because I'd realize just how completely inadequate I am as a coach. No, that's the truth.
There's a lesson to be learned in their season, too, I think, for maybe what you guys have just gone through, because you have the start of the season, and you guys were really, really high up there in your battle with Duke, and there was talk of being, you know, maybe playing for number one at one point early in the year, and then you get to a murky part of the season, sort of like the Patriots did, and people started doubting you, and now you're sort of coming out of a, reasserting yourself coming out of that murkiness, just sort of like they did before the playoff run. Could you show some similarities there?
Yeah, but you know what? Part of that is the outside. Part of that is fake news. Part of that is just what's being discussed. I never thought we were very good earlier in the season. I just didn't. We went to Maui and we did what we had to do, and we played Duke a close game, but that didn't mean we were, for real. I didn't lose perspective. Now, from the outside looking in, I absolutely understand where you could draw the parallels, because the Patriots, people wrote them off, and certainly, they had some. They lost by 24 points to the Titans. They lost late in their regular season. They looked very, very human. And so, same with us. But as a coach, I saw our flaws earlier in the year. Our great challenge is, we've had Austin Wiley. We don't have Austin Wiley. Now we might get Austin Wiley back. The ebbs and flows of the season. Guys, all you do is just take them one at a time. You grind. You try to put this team in the best possible position. And you play the season. And you play it out. And then you see what happens. Try to forecast it too much. Like sometimes, like you're saying, early in the year, people thought that maybe we could be number one. That was somebody else's forecast, not from within our team.
In the course of that answer, and I just want to ask you this, you said might get Wiley back. Is that a possibility that you don't have him at all the rest of this year?
No, I do think we will get Austin back, absolutely.
Okay.
He practiced yesterday, and I would say he'll probably be playing in the next game or two. We'll just see where that goes. But I'm very, very proud of our team for the resilience. Very proud for winning a rivalry game against a really good Alabama team. I think this is the best team Avery's had from a standpoint of what their potential is. So it's a great win for us. And again, with a very, very short turnaround, we're all focused on Florida right now, and see if we can get that one. See if we get that one tomorrow night.
That's 8 o'clock tomorrow night, ESPNU. If you can't make it, but try to make it down to Auburn Arena for Florida and Auburn big conference game tomorrow night down on the Plains. Coach, congratulations on the win for both your basketball team and your football team over the weekend.
Yeah, no, it was great. We appreciate it. It was great. Great to be with you guys.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That is Bruce Pearl, the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, with us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Always get Lance's Lock on Twitter @TheLanceTaylor.